This Do Lectures episode features performance and transformation coach Sarah Middleton, recorded live at the global event in Cardigan, West Wales in 2019.
Once upon a time, there was a little girl. She was happy as a sunbeam. She loved to play outside in nature. But as she started to grow up, a shadow came over her. She started to feel more uncomfortable in her body. She shied away from people. She only spoke when she had to. She started to shut down. And as she continued to grow up, it didn't get any easier. With school, it was a terrifying experience. She found it really hard to concentrate. She used to sit at the back of the class and just daydream and just want to be outside in nature. She continued to go on, and in her teen years, it carried on getting harder and harder for her. She started to black out. She'd have headaches. Her concentration was very, very poor. She left school, and the problems continued to get worse. Sometimes she thought about dipping out of life. She would find that when there were group discussions in school or college, that she would be listening to all the other people but not hearing anything anybody else was saying. She'd gone completely deaf. She would just black out. And when it came round to her turn to speak, which she knew that she had to, she would just spit something out and not even know what it was that she was saying. And then it would carry on going around the rest of the lecture room. Going on in life, the suicidal thoughts got stronger. She knew she had to do something about it. She went to see doctors. She was offered pills. She knew she didn't want to go down that road. She felt she needed to talk about something. She didn't know what. That young adult was me. Thankfully, I found a methodology that worked. It's known as the journey. What we do with the journey is we look at our emotional intelligence. You see the fear and the anxiety and the depression that have been running through my life was just all a behavior pattern that I'd identified so strongly with that I'd forgotten to be that little girl, the sunshine and the playing in nature. So having found this methodology, I thought, well, I'll give it a go. I took myself off to London. It was the scariest and probably the most exhilarating experience of my life. What we do at the journey is we sit, as I said, and we look at the emotional intelligence in the body. We go down sometimes through many, many layers. And so I allowed myself to sit, even though I was wanting to run out the door, absolutely terrified. I got a blinding headache that was going faster, a migraine. I was throwing up. I was so scared. But I made myself sit with my fear. And then I dropped down through many layers until I came to a still point inside. And from that still point, I was able to get a sense of who I really was, when I no longer identified with all of the emotional pain. And when we do this and we get to that expanded state of consciousness, sometimes when you've gone down through the different layers, you'll find memories pop up for you, of which there were many. But the strongest one that I identified with at that time was as a child, around 7 years of age. I lived just down the road on the coastline there. I'd been sitting in a car and waiting for my mum to come back from collecting my brother. She was taking a long time. I got bored. My sisters had already gone into the house to ask for permission to walk back to our village where I live. It's just a couple of miles away. I decided that I'd try and catch them up, so I knew the pathway back home. I went down into the valley. but I strayed from that path. Ended up going round gorse bushes, getting scratched by brambles, stung by nettles. And when I got down into the bottom of the valley, there was a river, no sign of the bridge because I'd lost the path. I waded through the river. And in that moment of feeling cold, lost, and tired, I separated from the love and started to feel anger, hatred, hurt, blaming my family, the story that I played out to. I found my way back to the house. I walked into my kitchen where the rest of the family had gathered for an evening meal, and they were all excited to see me. They wanted to know where I'd been. For me, I was still feeling lost, hurt, angry. So I stormed through the house, not wanting to talk to anybody, take myself off to the bedroom, slammed the door to make sure nobody could come in, climbed into the bed, and went to sleep that night, holding on to this anger, this hurt. What I got to do in the journey process was to open and just allow the younger me to talk out all of that emotional pain, all of that baggage that I'd been carrying through the whole of my life so unknowingly, because it's done on such a subconscious level of your being. And I also got to hear how it was for the other people involved in that issue. I learned that I was loved, that I was cared for. My mum had actually come out to look for me, but I'd blacked out that. I'd identified so strongly with the pain and the hurt, that's what I was choosing, subconsciously, to play my life out to. And so with a journey, when you get to that place of emptying out, hearing how it was for other people, you get to a point of forgiveness. You get to a point where you just want to let go and move on. And you know, the only person that hurts when you don't forgive is yourself. So I forgave, and I could just feel this shift inside me. I knew something had happened. I had no idea what. The next day when I came into that seminar and were handed out the next lot of sheets to do the next lot of exercises from, I looked at the paper, and it was just like I had such a surprise. Every single word on that piece of paper stood still. I'd never had that experience in my life. I knew which side of the paper to read from. The words no longer moved around. See, I have dyslexia, so it's there. And I don't really want to put myself in that box, but that's what we would call it. And I never knew I had this problem. I knew other people's reading experiences were different from mine, but I didn't know that this was there, so I couldn't ask for help. I wanted to tap my neighbor on the shoulder to say, hey, look at this. It was just incredible. So when I left that seminar, I was on cloud nine. I knew that something had shifted and I'd never be the same again. The anxiety fell away. The migraines stopped. My health got stronger. I felt good about myself. I could turn up in my life and be happy. It had such a shift in my consciousness that I wanted to train to become a practitioner, to serve and help other people, move whatever was uppermost in that life. I continued to study other modalities of healing, which is where I teach and work from today. This next story that I'd like to share with you I tell for the earth. I was in my 20s. I'd just finished college. We were going down to France to celebrate. We were camping and swimming and walking and just hanging out together, as you do. It was time for me to come back home. And so we were heading along the coastline with just one friend by that time. We found a campsite. There were tents as far as you could see. I'd never seen anything like it before, not somewhere that I'd ordinarily choose to stay. But we had to because that's where we were going to catch our train from. We found somewhere to pitch our tent. Talked to the other people around us, and then went off down to the coast for a swim and on out for the night to go and have a dance, and went back to the tent. Laying on our sleeping bags, it was a hot night, there was a little bit of rain coming down onto the canvas. I love that sound of rain on canvas, just sleeping outside in nature. And so we fell asleep. A few hours later, I was woken. I screamed, "Help!" I screamed, "Help!" again. A man had come into the tent, who was trying to lie down on top of me. I carried on screaming and shouting. I woke my friend up, who was asleep beside me. Hardly a surprise, she helped, screaming and shouting. The man left. But do you know what? Nobody else on that campsite came to see if we were all right. You know, my friend, she had woken up, she was right beside me. So I'd surely woken up the other campers that were close too, and for a lot further too. But the reason why I tell you this story is because I believe there's another cry for help going out. And I know we've all heard it. You know, the earth had words. She would be calling for help. Nature is calling for help. The animals, the mammals, the birds, the bees, the trees, the plants. You take it to humans. You take it out into the cities. You take it to the towns. You take it out into the countryside. Take it into your own streets, to your own homes, maybe right back to yourself. The whole world is screaming for help. And it's not because we don't care that we don't act. You know, I believe that we fall into our own trap of the small mind. You know, the nature of mind is fear, doubt, judgment. I suspect that some of the people on that campsite that night were saying things along, "I don't know what to do. Who am I to help? Somebody else will take care of it. Not my responsibility." And so with that list goes on, and we separate from love. We separate from who we really are. Can you imagine a world where we all come from a better place inside of us, from an open heart? Can you imagine living in a world of love where we really care about each other, where we really look out for each other and have each other's back? Just imagine the ripples on the pond going out into your homes, into your workplaces, into the streets, into the villages, into the towns, to the cities, and out into the continent. Ripples on a pond as we access the love inside. And whatever we put our attention on in life grows stronger. So if we focus on the love and focus on what's right, just imagine what we could change for the better. You know, I believe in synchronicities. It's like that little girl. She had been so focused on what was wrong, wanting love, but looking for proof of where it wasn't. She found it, as you heard. When we focus on what's good inside of us, what makes us strong, what makes us well, what makes us want to show up in life, things just happen. You have those chance meetings. It's like you've all had the experience of thinking about a friend that you want to call, and you're going to go and ring and just go and go call her, and just as you're about to make that call, she's phoning you. Or you want to catch up with somebody and you bump into them around the corner. You know, synchronicities, they happen in our life all the time. I have a lovely story to share with you, my last story. This one is about me working in London. I had trained to become a nanny, And I decided I wanted to have a bit of a break to go off travelling. I didn't know what that was going to look like. But I decided that I'd take myself back to Pembrokeshire to go and see my friends and my family, get a summer job. And I said in passing to one of my friends that I'm going to go back to Pembrokeshire. And, you know, while I'm there, I think I might go out with this boy. So, sure enough, I went back to Pems. Only to find when I got there that this boy was already going out with somebody else. So I got busy with the rest of my plan, finding a summer job, catching up with the friends and family, only to learn a few days later that this relationship had finished. And so I head off to our local beach. I'm walking down the slipway onto this beach. And he's walking up. And our eyes make contact, big silly grins on our faces. I think this might have been one of the moments we fell in love. We dated that summer. One starry full moon lit night, he turns to me and he asks me to marry him. That was just 6 weeks later.
Yes.
This man is here with me, Andy Middleton. And we continue to live our lives together. We had a family. Our home was getting small. We decided to get clear about what it was that we wanted to attract into our life. We wrote out a huge list. There were so many things on that list. And pieces of paper, as they do, just disappeared into the back of a drawer. And we came across this piece of paper. A few moves later, we looked at this piece of paper. Everything that was on that list had come true. The only thing that had changed was that we wanted a house with a sea view. And that is where we live today. So getting clear is a life's journey. I hold classes for people to be able to find what it is that lights their fire, to connect them to where it is they do want to go. It makes sense to plan for a good life, hey? And so I offer that space for people to come and find that for themselves. And this is me showing up to my dream of wanting to reach more people. It's my growing edge. We have to stretch beyond the small comfort zones in our lives to make change happen. We have to step up and out. I'd like to leave you with this quote from a dear friend of mine, Marianne Willis. Love is the only force in the universe. Fear is an illusion created by beings who have forgotten. Thank you.
The Do Lectures is here to share stories of remarkable people in the hope they will inspire you to go and do amazing things too. There are over 300 talks to listen to, or if you prefer, watch on our website, thedolectures.com. Hit the subscribe button on your favourite podcast platform to get the latest episodes when they come out.